بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وتعالى وبركاته. 15 minutes past hour 5 and welcome to the Nazm Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. And now this Norman is having a laugh because he sees how excited I am to be back on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Brother Norman, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you, Hafiz?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
You look spiritually uplifted.
I don't know if I miss you more, I miss the Nazm Hour, maybe Sunay.
All of them.
Yeah, I don't know who. The radio station itself. But it's good to be back, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We're entering the new year as well, the year 2016. What's your New Year's resolutions, Norman? I'm going to strike again at Brits.
No. First 30 days of the month, work at Radio Islam, and then go back to campus.
I think that the board would be very happy with your New Year's resolution.
No choice.
Alhamdulillah, yeah, Alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had blessed me with the opportunity to visit the Haramain Sharifain, and we make dua that Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala accepts it one and all, as well as my original co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jada, is in the path of Allah out in India, Pakistan. I'm not sure at the moment where he is. He will be returning with us after 4 months. He will be back on the Nazm Hour. Until then, I need to fill his spot. I don't know. Is it Norman? Is it Abdul Haq? I don't know. Maybe one of our engineers will decide to upgrade themselves in the studio. But the Nazm Hour is back, and alhamdulillah, we make shukr also to our two presenters, Abdul Haq and Norman, who had done us a favor throughout the month of December and had covered up for us. How has the Nazm Hour experience been for you, Norman?
Alhamdulillah, it's been quite well. We ran that competition, the Nando's competition, so the turnout was quite good, and alhamdulillah, we had callers. Last week, we didn't expect any callers, because, you know, it was a long weekend. So I told Afid Abdullah that even if you get at least two callers, we'll make shukar.
Make shukar.
That, yeah, we'll
because the third prize you'll take. So two
okay, that's one. You shouldn't have said it on the episode.
Okay, so we are running the competition for the last week, and that is the Nando's competition. What's up for grabs, Norman?
Yes, as always, as you said every week, that there's three vouchers up for grabs, courtesy of Nando's Sportsburg. The first is a 300 Rand Nando's voucher, second is a 200 Rand Nando's voucher, and a 100 Rand Nando's voucher. So every voucher, it's like a platter or a meal for four and that, but that will be explained if they do win once they go to the Nando's Sportsburg branch. And Hafiz Yusuf Rawat, I don't know if you want to just inform maybe our listeners as to the rules that we put forward.
Oh, so the competition itself comprises of a time limit which will be set out to all the listeners there. You will call in on 011-854-1548, and our engineer Saab, Brother Ziad, this afternoon will be playing you a 15 second snippet of a nasheed or a naat or a nizam, and then afterwards the clock will begin and it will start ticking, and you will have 15 seconds to guess who is the singer of that nasheed and who is the producer and who does that nasheed belong to. So 15 to 20 seconds of the nizam will be played for you, and you will be asked to answer that who is the artist of that particular track. And if you get it correct, you will proceed then to another nasheed and another question, as we could have said. So until you fail,
yeah.
Until you fail, basically. Until you can, you don't have any answers and you don't know who's the artist. And inshallah, at the end of the program, then our judge here, Brother Norman, will tally up the scores, and whoever comes out first will be winning a 300 voucher. Whoever had the second highest amount of correct answers will receive a 200 voucher, and whoever received the least, the third highest actually, will receive a 100 voucher courtesy of Nando's Sportsburg.
Yes, I think it was the second and third weeks that we had sudden death, so we used to run out of time also, and we used to have about 4 to 5 participants on board at the same time. So it used to get a bit hectic also. Last week we only had 2 participants, so we had to give them the prizes. But we expect more callers. This is the last week. Try and get your hands on that vouchers.
Yes, so the number to dial, and I hope your fingers are on the telephone, 011 854-1548. You're listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Ravid, my co-host, Brother Nu'man, and our engineer for today, Brother Ziad. And we await your call, 011-854-1548. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. I think this time, this competition is rather to test the people's talent, rather than to show their talent.
To show their talent, yes. You see, like, you know, how many of them, they listen to the Nasheed, and how many of them... It's also a means of trying to, you know, increase their knowledge as well. To Nasheed, that nowadays, you know, there's so much invitation towards music, and then, so in this way, maybe youngsters and children, they listen to the Nasheed, and they try to inquire more, and by this, you know, inshallah...
It'll be very interesting to see and judge how people react to this type of competition, and how are the answers? Because for me, I think everybody thinks that any Urdu Nazam is sung by Hafiz Abu Bakr.
Yeah,
that's the only name that's known. So let's see who really knows the world of Anashid and Nas. 011-854-1548. It's 20 minutes past the hour 5. We're going to go for a short Nasheed break. And when we return with your call. Stay tuned.
Ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, pukaro ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah, bolo ya mere Allah, ya mere Allah. किस्मत जगाने को खुदा का नाम काफी है मेरी किस्मत जगाने को खुदा का नाम काफी है मेरी किस्मत जगाने को खुदा का नाम काफी है हजारों गम मिटाने को खुदा का नाम काफी है या मेरे अल्लाह या मेरे अल्लाह mere Allah pukaro ya mere Allah aaya mere Allah aaya mere Allah aaya mere Allah bolo ya mere Allah aaya mere Allah aaya mere Allah aaya mere Allah
شیر پہ دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کے سامان لگے گا توجہ
جو پوچھا کمیلی والے نے کہا صدیق اکبر نے جو پوچھا کمیلی والے نے کہا صدیق اکبر نے جو پوچھا کمیلی والے نے کہا صدیق اکبر نے میرے سارے گھرانے کو خدا کا نام کافی ہے یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ پکارو
دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کے
یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ بولو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ بولو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ سلگتی آگ پر حبشی کے ہونٹوں سے صدا آئے سلگتی آگ پر حبشی کے ہونٹوں سے صدا آئے سلگتی آگ پر حبشی کے ہونٹوں سے صدا آئے میری بگڑی بنانے کو خدا کا نام کافی ہے
جن کو یہی توحید چاہیے دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کے کہیں سبحان اللہ اور اللہ ہم کو ایسی توحید نصیب فرمائے
سلگتی آگ پر حبشی کے ہونٹوں سے صدا آئی سلگتی آگ پر حبشی کے ہونٹوں سے صدا آئی سلگتی آگ
پر حبشی کے ہوٹوں سے صدا آئی میری بگڑی بنانے کو خدا کا نام کافی ہے یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ پکارو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ بولو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ خدا کا ذکر کرتا ہوں سکون قلب ملتا ہے خدا کا ذکر کرتا ہوں سکون قلب ملتا ہے خدا کا ذکر کرتا ہوں سکون قلب ملتا ہے خدا کے اس دیوانے کو خدا کا نام کافی ہے یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ پکارو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ بولو یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ یا میرے اللہ اور اس شعر پہ ہم جذبے کے ساتھ انشاءاللہ کہیں گے پورے مجمع والے ہاتھ اٹھا کے انشاءاللہ کہیں گے دشمنان نبی کو پتہ چلے نبی کے عاشق کبھی جذبے کے ساتھ موجود ہیں توجہ
کہو تو چھوڑ دیں گے ہم جہاں کی محفلیں ساری کہو تو چھوڑ دیں گے ہم جہاں کی محفلیں ساری کہو تو چھوڑ دیں گے ہم جہاں کی محفلیں ساری مگر یہ مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مومنائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چھوگی جو پائے گا دل میں
حرم مدینہ نکاحوں میں سلطانیت ہے چھوگی جو پائے گا دل صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ پیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر.
Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat and Nauman Panchbaya. And we await your calls on 011-854-1548. Nauman, I'm thinking, no callers, no one at home, or no one's hungry?
I think most of them are on holiday, man. But it can't be holiday because everyone, some people are going to get back to normal from Monday.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe some people are still making their way back from holiday. Because I saw pictures for people coming from Durban. It's like bumper to bumper traffic. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, the bumper to bumper traffic from Durban. Yes, I've experienced it once. It's not... You don't want to...
6 hours turn into 10 hours.
Yeah, you don't want to be into the traffic. You don't want to be in the traffic. You don't want to be in the traffic. And also, I think some people have only started and initiated their holiday periods now because many have worked till the end of December and some opt to take that January period because they find it rather quieter in the hot spots like Durban and, you know, the favorite and common resorts and holiday destinations. So I think some people may perhaps they go after January. I know we used to prefer the first week of January to go out because it's not so much quieter, but to a certain degree it is a bit quieter out there in the rest of the country. So I was thinking to myself the other day and I'm saying the holiday period is a different experience for many out there. You get those who are very old. For them, the holidays don't make a difference because the whole year is like a holiday. But, you know, although we see them and many of the old people out there in society, forgive me, and we think to ourselves that, you know what, oh, they have such a nice life. But many of them feel very bored. Many of them do feel very bored and they feel that they have nothing to do the whole day and they have no companionship. And we think, oh, what a nice life. You wake up when you want to. But many of them can't even sleep. You know, many of the old people out there, the grandmothers and the grandfathers, they actually, you find many of them listen to the radio station a lot. Why? Because that's the only form of companionship out there, because that's what keeps them going. Otherwise, they just sit like dead ducks because the youth out there have no time for the senior and the elderly out there in the house. So no one really pays attention like before. People had that affection and the clingness to the grandmother or the grandfather out there in the house and sit there and listen to stories of the past. Now it's only about stories on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram and on Snapchat. That's all that people are interested in nowadays. So that's the life for old people out there nowadays. So holidays for them is the same like the rest of the year. Then you get the working class. For them, a holiday is more like a period and a time which they would actually want to just relax. You know, the common guy going to work Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, 7 to 5 every day, sitting in traffic, traveling, having to put up with his boss. He wants to just sit and relax and, you know, take a chill. And then he has children, but they want to go out because now for them, holidays mean fun. Holidays mean activities. So they try and create that balance between between having some leisure and some comfort at home and also going out there and enjoying the holiday and the festive season. And then you get the youngsters and the youth out there. For them, holiday is not the time to relax. Holidays is the time to go totally out and to really have a blast. So now I was thinking to myself, where can we create a link between all three groups, between the youth, between the middle age, and between the senior category and the senior age household people like the grandparents, etc. Because I'm thinking like everybody, and especially nowadays, before, I don't know if you notice it, Norma, but normally the holiday season used to be family time, like, you know. Mm. Even because going out, it used to be like families go out. I'm going out with my parents, we're going to Durban for a week, we're going to Cape Town for 2 weeks. Nowadays, it's more about, I'm going with my brothers for 1 week. Maybe I'll go with my parents. So, throughout the whole year, the father's at work doing his thing, the son is at school, at campus doing his thing. There's no room for bonding, there's no room for creating a closer relationship and an opportunity to build a stronger relationship between the two. And the holiday period has lost that value and that opportunity as well. So I don't know, perhaps we can ask our listeners, do you have any suggestions on how we can create a link between these three categories and how can we create an opportunity for family to bond, especially in the holiday period? Any ideas from you, Naaman?
I mean, you know, firstly, like, you know, you're talking about the different age groups. Like, first to get the people together. Like, if you go ask maybe the older people, their excuse would be like, you know what, we're not in the technological age, right? Now, the if you look at middle age, now they have to click in with the youth and they have to click in with the older people. So if they give more time towards youth, then the older people are complaining. They say, you know what, you're becoming like those. Now the youth was saying, you know, you need to be with us, you can't be with the older people. So I think the breaking link is now with technology in it. Like, you know what they used to say in those days, in our Fitas days, we used to run that series, that Fitas, like they used to talk about it. So I think that's a breaking link. As times are changing, it's becoming difficult for people to adapt to even. Like, you know, the older people, they feel like, no, holiday is not for them. Now, youth feel like, if I go with my family, there's no use because maybe my grandparents, they're not going to come out with us. You know, if you just say to go to the beach, my grandparents are going to sit at the hotel. Now, maybe my parents won't be able to come with us because they have to look after my grandparents in the hotel. So they feel like, you know, maybe I have to go out with my brothers. We'll all enjoy it. None of us will have to be like, oh, we were sat in the hotel. So I think that's causing the break.
So perhaps maybe a good suggestion would be to create some time in the holiday to be free from technology. That would be very, very difficult. Very difficult indeed, but it would be a great achievement. Imagine that household who can say, today for 1 hour. I know I went once with my family out to eat, and it bugs me at times, and my family get annoyed with me at times. So because we all sit in, and... you know, sometimes we see the picture on WhatsApp where they got everybody sitting on one lounge suite and everybody playing with their phone. It's a reality in everybody's lives today that this phone is totally distracted our minds and we cannot concentrate. Whether you're in class, whether you're on air, whether you're driving, whether you're on the air, about to depart on an international journey, everybody's with that cell phone. So if you can achieve this, then let us know. Give us tips on how you can achieve this. Trying to be free from technology and to specify it and to, you know, to go deeper into it, perhaps with the phone or the television. And we're not asking for the whole day. We're saying perhaps 1 hour. 1 hour. You know, how much can be achieved in 1 hour? So that day, I was saying, this experience of mine, we went out at a restaurant in Durban. I think it was in the year I went for a weekend and we were all sitting and everybody had their phones and I decided to say, you know what, today this meal, no phones. And already we start, no, I got one last. So I said, no, I just took everybody's phones and I put it on one side. And now everybody's sitting and everybody's edgy. Imagine, it's like an addiction, it's like drugs. Because now if a person doesn't have a drug, he can't function. And it literally was like that, but after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes, and even once I turned my back, they tried to make me like an alu or a fool. And the whole family member took the phone. It was fun, but we learned that without the phone, we had a very nice meal. Everyone interacted. People discussed certain things. People shared some emotions, some moments, some sentiments about the holiday. How was the holiday? Did you enjoy it? Other than that, it's just about you talking to someone else, someone else sitting next to you. So I don't know, maybe that could be a tip on how to create a link between the different age groups in society and in the family, and try to bring the family closer together. And then you will see how the younger generation will tend to appreciate the seniors in the family, because now this will be an opportunity for the seniors to start opening up and start talking to them. I don't know, I sometimes like to sit with old people, and then they tell you stories. I don't know, maybe today's youngsters don't like that, right? And I don't know why, but perhaps because they've drifted so far away from the seniors in the family, and so far away from that sort of lifestyle, that today they only want to hear gossip, they only want to hear what's in the news, what's up with the latest celebrities, and etc., etc. I don't know, what you think, Norman?
I think they don't like to be with seniors because they want to always make hagas. You know, they say, no, your fathers, sisters. So I think half of that, like that youngsters, it starts going round. And, you know.
No, it's a valid point what Norman is sharing here. And sometimes the seniors have to realize also that every topic is not related to the youngsters out there. And every time you don't want to hear the same story about how that auntie done. Said that about your uncle 50 years ago. Yes, that is on its place, and perhaps many of the youth feel discouraged to sit with the seniors for that particular reason. 20 minutes to the hour of 6. You're listening to the Nizam Hour. This is not a talk show. We are waiting for your call. 011-854-1548. Sadi's laughing. Yes, we're waiting your calls in the Nizam Hour. 011-854-1548. To remind our listeners, we have a competition running this week. Now, man, tell them what's up for grabs.
Okay, there's 3 vouchers up for grabs. A 300 rand Nando's voucher, a 200 rand Nando's voucher, and a 100 rand Nando's voucher. The listeners might be clued up also about the terms and conditions. You need to be 15 years and younger. And if you have won in any of the past weekends, then you cannot take part in the competition again, nor can your family take part. We want to give everyone a chance. Alhamdulillah, we've had at least about, in the past 4 weeks, we've had 12 winners already. And I think this is the final week, so we need to have callers. We need to see who gets the hands. But most of the people are on holiday, so we do understand. But try and interact with us on our WhatsApp number 072-786-1548 or our SMS line 3-8-8-5-4-8-8-5. I'm also in the holiday mood now. But Brother Ziad is also looking a bit bored. He needs to answer your guys' calls, inshallah.
Ziad is waiting your calls. We are also waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. For those who think the competition is very difficult, we are going to be a bit lenient this week. So you will phone in on the Nizam Hour, 011-854-1548. We will play for you a clip of a nasheed for about 15 to 20 seconds. Thereafter, the clock will start ticking, and we will give you 15 to 20 seconds to then answer who is the artist of that particular nasheed, who sings that nasheed, and if you get it correct, you will then proceed to the next track, and until you are unable to answer the question, and that who, and the question is, who is the artist or the reciter or the singer of that particular nasheed. So at the end of the show, or towards the end of the show, we will be telling up the scores and seeing who has the most correct answers. And the first prize will be going for the person who gets first prize. You will get a voucher for courtesy of Nando's Sportsburg, 300 rand family voucher, and then the second prize will be 200 rand, and the third prize will be 100 rand. Maybe this is a way to bring the family together, going out to eat. I know before also going out to eat used to be a family thing, and I don't know today if families still do it, because I've somehow got this assumption, and I have this assumption in my mind, I don't know if it's correct, but I also think to a certain extent also that has been lost in society. Am I right, Brahma?
See, Avisab, as you are saying, how many people do spend time with the family, and that's what our topic is for today. And if you look at it now, mostly friends go out. You look at it, how many times do we see, like, you know, even if you go past a restaurant or something, where do you see, like, the whole family sitting, a big baby table lined up with the elderly, the middle-aged, youth? Normally now the youth wants to go out with their age group, you know, they feel more comfortable. So, as you were saying, that we need to get tips from our listeners as to how we can create family time, even if it's at least 1 hour. Our engineer, Brother Ziad, is indicating to us that we do have one call up, sir.
And I think we should take our first caller for the year 2016. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are you, my dear friend?
Muhammad Safwan Dina.
Muhammad Safwan?
Dina.
Gina.
Gina. And where are you calling us?
Yeah.
From where are you calling us, Muhammad Safwan?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Medina Munawwara.
You're calling us from Medina Munawwara, and this is all our Medina Munawwara friends. And how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
And how's Medinatul Munawwara today?
Alhamdulillah.
Is it drizzling, rain? It's very cold. Yeah, when I was also there, I had to wear a jacket and socks. How come I didn't see you when I was there?
Maybe I was at home.
Okay, tell me, which Gina are you? What's your daddy's name? There's too many Ginas there in Medina.
Ismail Gina.
Mana Ismail Gina's son, mashallah. And are you phone? You take part in a competition or you want to sing for us? Masha'Allah, Masha'Allah. And where did you learn in the Zamin Sin? Madrasa? Masha'Allah. And when are you coming to South Africa?
Inshallah. In June.
When you come, will you come visit us here in the Radio Islam?
Yeah, inshallah, you must come visit us here in Medina.
Ameen, inshallah, inshallah. You make dua for all of us here, Radio Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are fortunate and blessed to come and visit you and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Okay, see you, my boy. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Muhammad Safwan, all the way from Madinatul Munawwara. What a beautiful city indeed. For those who have been there would really understand what we mean by a beautiful city. So calm and tranquil. And really, we can understand that why people have that burning desire within their hearts. That, Ya Rab, make us from among those who are blessed and fortunate to stay in the city of Medina and to take our last breath in the city of Medina in the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, our brother Ziyad is rather indicating towards us that we do have another caller on the line. It's just gone 5:47 and we will be taking that caller. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kola, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Mashallah. And who are we speaking to?
Hamza Karolia.
Hamza Karolia. And where are you calling us from, Hamza?
I'm from Lens.
From Lens. And how old are you?
I'm 14.
14, mashallah. And are you calling for the competition or to sing for something?
For the competition.
For the competition. Do you know how the competition works?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for level one?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So our engineer will play for you the first track, okay?
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar.
Do you know who that is?
You don't know, you want to try it.
Few more seconds.
He's from UK. No. He's got the same name as the second Khalifa.
Oh, unfortunately, the time is up. But Hamza, mashallah, you gave us a try first up. That was Umar Issa, his album,
Heartbeats,
yes. So Hamza Karolia, Chazakla for trying. You can try and phone again a bit later in the program if you don't have any other callers. But before you leave us, you want to sing for us anything?
Sing.
Che.
No, I don't want to sing anything.
Okay, Rahman, I think maybe we can give Hamza another chance. Hamza, are you feeling lucky today?
I'm feeling very lucky.
All right. I think we give him another chance. Since he is our first caller for the evening, we're going to ask maybe Ziyad to play for an easier track and let's get you rolling, inshallah.
I think Hamza Karolia dropped the call.
I think he dropped it. I think Ziad is
too difficult.
Ziad, you need to go easy on the listeners out there, Ziad. Rather, Ziad is posing some difficult nasheed out there, questions out there for the listeners. Okay, inshallah, Hamza, if you are listening, we will give you a chance. Inshallah, you can phone in again. And this time, maybe we will tell Ziad what is to play for you. All right, inshallah. We got another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Fatima Zahra Esat.
Fatima Zahra Esat. And where are you calling us from?
From Malaysia.
Malaysia. And you're not supposed to call us. You're supposed to come and visit us. Why you don't want to come visit us, Fatima? You want to come?
No.
Where in Malaysia you stay?
I stay in Extension 11A, Malaysia.
Oh, you stay in Extension 11A. You know where I stay?
Where?
Ooh, extension 11B.
No, I say 11A.
Anyway, Norman, it's 11A. You know Norman?
Che?
Do you know Norman?
No.
You don't know him? Oh.
I have 11AB.
11AB. Okay, Fatima, what are you going to do for us? Are you going to take part in a competition?
No.
Why, man?
Because I'm scared if I don't know it.
It's alright, so if you don't know it. You can just try.
Okay, one time only.
Okay, let's give it a
if
go,
you get
all
right? It right, then you go.
We're going to tell Ziad to play for your easy nazam, inshallah.
Okay.
Okay, bismillah.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Every time when I'm awake, all things
MashaAllah,
at least you got 1 point. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. See, did you hear him on the airwaves of Radio Islam?
And he sang it at our Jalsa at Madrasa.
Oh, at the Khanka.
He was there.
Yeah, MashaAllah. Yeah, he was here. The Khanka had brought him down for the Jalsa. And he was here at the Radio Islam station. Unfortunately, I was not around. Otherwise, I would have made it a point that he came on the Nizam Hour, but not Mandy. He was talking. What he said?
I don't know. He just said he was talking.
Okay, so now can we ask you a second, Nizam? There's nothing to lose. Only prizes to me.
I'll try the next time.
Okay, bismillah.
Mere Nabi, pyare Nabi, sunnat teri duniya di. Ae Nabi, pyare Nabi, sunnat teri duniya di. Tu hi shafaat ki ama, ae rahmatul lil alameen. Ae Nabi, pyare Nabi, sunnat teri duniya di.
Hafiz Abu Bakr.
No, try again. Also very popular, you sing Allah. Starts with a J. Gong. You don't know who's
there. Gong.
No, it's Junaid Jamshed. Junaid Jamshed. Mashallah. At least you got one correct. Our second participant this evening. Okay, so Fatima, you're going to sing for us now. Okay, bismillah. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Hail the Fish.
Okay, bismillah.
Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord, of all the creator of us all. Hey, little bird, so way up high, light up the sky with your color design. Tell me who made you and I, me to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. Oh, Allah, first. Oh Allah, the creator of us all. Who Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand so proud to recognize what's right before us? Stand for my Lord. Hey, alligator, limbs so star, who's your maker? By whose role do you swap and do you crawl? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord, the Lord, the creator of our sword. Hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lion, chop up the food chain, no denying. But who is the one that you deny? Life for death, who is designed? The lion said, that's my Lord. The lion said, that's my Lord. The lion said, that's my Lord. Oh Allah, oh Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall, so proud to recognize what's right before us? Stand from my Lord. Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, see yourself self-sustainable. Don't you see that we'll come later to glory done to the creator? Then we'll say, that's my Lord. Then we'll say, that's my Lord. Then we'll say, that's my Lord. Oh Allah, forgive us all. I travel the world, north to the south, east to the west, and there is no doubt. Wherever I see, wherever I found, I can hear them sing out loud, alhamdulillah, praise my Lord, alhamdulillah, praise my Lord, alhamdulillah, praise my Lord. Oh Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand so too proud to recognize what's right before us? Stand for my Lord. 'Cause Allah made everything. Allah made everything. Allah made everything, dear. And you and I. Allah made everything. Allah made everything. Allah made everything, dear. Send the blue sky, but do we remember him? Thank him for everything. Surrender to only him was all our lives. Allah.
MashaAllah, 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 Fatima. And I think I've heard the Nizam before once only. I think it was the young child there of Marna Habibullah came to the Nizam Hour and he sang it. I remember seeing something about the alligator and fish. And
I think this Nizam has become quite popular. Like every weekend we've heard it also by quite a few listeners. So alhamdulillah, it looks like, you know,
Fatima, did you sing it for your Jalsa?
No, my big brother sang it.
Oh, your big brother. So I think you gave him some coaching lessons. Okay, Fatima, Jazakallah for calling us. I'm going to ask you to hold on the line and give your details to our engineer, Brother Ziad, in case you are a winner tonight, inshallah.
Okay.
Okay? So don't hang up, just keep on the line and he will take your details from you, alright?
Mulana, before I hold on, my brother wants to sing.
No problem, call your brother, tell him we want to hear his talent today. Where are you, my friend? Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana, he said he doesn't want doesn't want to sing anymore.
Oh, no, he doesn't want
to
sing.
Coming to the station.
Does he want to take part in a competition? No.
My brother Hamza won the CD, but we forgot. We said Monday.
Okay, we were waiting for you.
Sometime in this week, maybe we said.
No problem. It is at reception, so you can come in at any time and collect it, okay? So just leave your details with Brother Ziad, okay?
Gee, must I give it to you now?
As soon as you go off air, he will speak to you. Don't drop the phone.
Gee.
All right. Jazakallah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum. 1 minute to the hour of six. 1 minute to the hour of six. In the year 2016, the first Nizam Hour program of the year. Myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, co-hosted with my honorable friend here, Nu'man Panch Paya. And we are running a competition this evening on the Nizam Hour, giving away vouchers from Nando's Sportsburg. You just have to phone in, listen to a Nizam, and we will give you 15 seconds for you to tell us who is the Nasheed artist and who is that special person with a beautiful voice singing that particular nasheed or not. It is as simple as that. And the prizes up for grabs: 300 rand voucher, a 200 rand voucher for second place, and for third place a 100 rand voucher courtesy of Nando's Fordsburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. For those of our international callers that are wondering where is Fordsburg, Fordsburg is in Johannesburg, South Africa. And I have an indication that we have another caller. Is it for the competition or not? Let us find out. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are you, my friend?
My name is Kamila.
Kamila?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Joburg.
From Joburg, and you stay far from Nando's.
Yes.
And are you phoning for the competition?
No.
Or are you phoning to sing? Oh, okay, mashallah. What you want to sing?
I think my mom is amazing.
You think your mom is amazing. So you sure you don't want to take part in the competition?
Yes, I'm sure.
You don't want to try?
No.
Why?
I'm scared.
You're scared?
Yes.
See, now Fatima tried and she got one right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go for it?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, bismillah. We're going to ask Zia to play for you in Nizam, alright?
Koi kaise samajh paaye gurtba shabd gumbaz ka, koi kaise samajh paaye gurtba shabd gumbaz ka.
Do you know who sings it?
No.
You don't know? Okay, no problem. Try. Anyone? Okay, alright. That was Hafiz Abubakar. Do you know Hafiz Abubakar? No?
No.
Oh, okay. No problem. At least you tried. MashaAllah. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing I Think My Mom Is Amazing.
Okay, bismillah. You may begin.
I think my mom is amazing. She wakes early in the morning with a smile, and she holds my head up high. Don't you ever let anybody put you down, 'cause you are my little angel. And then she makes something warm for me to drink, 'cause it's cold out there, she thinks. And then she walks me to school. Yes, I ain't no fool, and I just think my mom is amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. After school, she's waiting by the gate. I'm so happy that I just can't wait to catch her and tell her how my day went. Eat the yummy food that my mom makes. And I run around 'cause I wanna bask, 'cause I don't wanna run around the house with a laugh. No matter what I say, she gets away. I think my mommy's amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. When I wake up in the morning, she's not there. And I realize she never was. And I'm still here in this lonely orphanage, for so many just like me. As my dreams begin to fade, I try harder to look forward to my day. But there's a pain in my heart that's so crazy. Oh, I wish I had a mom that's amazing. Would be amazing.
Mashallah, mashallah, Kamila. And where did you learn that lesson from?
It's by my madrasa.
Oh, by your madrasa? Yeah,
Chalsa madrasa.
Oh, mashallah, by your Chalsa madrasa. Kamila, you sang wonderful, mashallah. And Jazakallah for trying in the competition as well. Mashallah, you sang very well. What do you want our engineer to play for you? Which is your favorite lesson?
Hey, Little Fish.
Okay, we'll ask our engineer if he does have that on the system. If he does have it, inshallah, he will play that for you, or else he'll play any other nizam, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah so much, Kamila. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, indeed. Every mom out there is amazing. Most definitely. If you haven't had the opportunity to tell your mom that she is amazing, I suggest you do it right now. And I will also do it. I will begin. To my mother out there, mom, you are amazing.
I'll also do that. I'm supposed to do it first. Mom, you are amazing.
Mashallah, mashallah. Let's go back to the lines. Taking our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live in here?
Salaam.
And who are we speaking to?
Sumaya.
Sumaya, who?
Kesam.
Sumaya, Kesam, where are you calling us from?
From Bratz.
You from Bratz? My man, you know where is Bratz?
Bratz is the area where, can you say, maybe the Radio Islam team set foot.
Yeah, Sumaya, were you there in Bratz when we came? In Ramadan?
No.
You weren't there? Oh, okay. But we came there. The Nizam Hour came to Bratz in the month of Ramadan. And I was in Bratz this past weekend. Just not this day. The previous weekend, I was also in Bratz. How are you today, Sumaya?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And are you phoning in for the competition?
Si.
MashaAllah. Are you excited?
Si.
Are you confident?
Si.
MashaAllah. And are we going to give you, can we give you the hardest one?
No.
The easiest. Okay. Let's ask. Let's see what Brother Ziad has in store for you. Bismillah.
When he was young, he had a strange dream. The moon and the stars bowed down to him. His father had said to hide his dream. There was something really special just waiting for him. Every time you put me through, brings me closer to you.
Oh. Do you know who's that?
No.
You don't know? Try. She launched a CD on the Nizam Hour.
Give me another chance.
Okay, we will give you another chance. But that was Samiha Essa. I don't know if you heard her, but she did launch her CD maybe perhaps 2 months ago on the Nizam Hour. Alright, we're going to ask Brother Ziad to play for you perhaps an easier one, inshallah, to get you rolling.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasul.
Any clue?
My son said that.
She?
Some uncle in the name of the and I don't
know. No.
No. This is a Moana from UK. Do you know him?
No.
Okay, okay. There was Moana in Tia Sirat. Have you heard him before?
Si.
Yes, that was his voice singing that Nizam. Very popular Nizam.
Moana, my brother wants to speak.
Okay, does he also want to enter the competition?
Si.
Okay, let him call. Okay, Jazakallah so much for trying, Sumaya, okay? MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And how are you, my friend?
Alaikum salam.
Are you okay?
Si.
Are you alright?
Si.
Can you hear me?
Si.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And what's your name?
Umar.
Umar, mashallah. And how are you doing today, Umar?
Alhamdulillah.
And are you ready for the competition?
Yes.
Okay, bismillah.
ووفعنا لك ذكرك 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 تیری خوشبو میری چادر تیرے تیور میرے زیور.
Do you know who that is?
Mulana?
No. Do you know who is it?
I think all the siblings are like, you know, they're jumping in the back.
Mulana?
Ji?
My brother is too shy.
Okay. So, but do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay, no problem. That was Qari Asif Rashidi. Qari Asif Rashidi from Pakistan. But anyway, Jazakallah so much to Sumaya and her brother Umar for trying, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, yes, that was Umar and Sumaya Kesem calling from Brits, but unfortunately they did not get any points. Hafiz Yusuf Rawat, do we have any other callers on the line?
Yes, we do. Let's take our next caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Zinira.
Zinira. Samira or Zinira?
Zinira.
Zinira. MashaAllah, and how are you keeping today, Zinira?
Okay.
You okay?
Okay.
Where are you calling us from?
Marlboro.
Marlboro, and how old are you?
Seven.
You're seven? MashaAllah, and are you phoning for the competition?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Do you know your nizams? You don't know if you know your nizams? Are you going to see now if you know your nizams?
I'll see.
Okay, but before we start, tell me, who's your favorite nasheed artist? Whose nizams you like the most? You don't know, you like all?
Samia Essa.
You like Samia Essa? Okay, mashallah. So we won't play for you, Samia Essa, alright? No, we're just joking for you. Okay, let us see what Ziad has in store for you.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees?
Waleed Bata.
Waleed Bata, yes. That is a correct answer. MashaAllah, MashaAllah to young Zinira. That is the correct answer. And have you ever heard Waleed Bata live? Zinira?
Hmm?
Have you ever heard him sing for you live?
Yeah.
Where? You can't remember where it was. Okay, now.
Today, I think he was his last program at the souk.
Oh, he's currently singing at the souk in Durban. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Bismillah.
Adana biche, namada biche, doro uta biche, salama biche. Adana biche, namada biche, doro uta biche, salama biche. E rab bare maya, mehbooba, zamane sare tere ne.
Around this time of year, there's only one fruit that's on my mind, and I'm listening for it. It doesn't grow in Joburg, so we must wait for someone in Durban to send us a...
Ijaz Khan.
Ijaz Khan. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. There was Ijaz Khan. But before Ijaz, do you know who was singing? The one who was singing Urdu. Do you know who was that? Zinira? You don't know. No, it's no problem. You already got the answer correct. It was Ijaz Khan. That is who we wanted you to listen to. But you don't know who it was before that.
No.
Okay, there was Kari Asif Rashidi. MashaAllah, 2 in the bank for Zemira. At the moment, she is in the lead. Let's see. Let's go for track number 3. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I don't know if Ziyad is your connection or maybe he knows you because he's favoring you there by playing Samia Essa. But MashaAllah, MashaAllah. 3 down. How much more to go, Norman?
MashaAllah, she's doing quite well also. And I think when she heard that Nazam go on, then she was like, no, why can't this Nazam finish so I can give her answers
very quickly?
MashaAllah, 3 points to her. Are you ready for the next level, Zanira?
Yeah.
Okay, inshallah, our engineer will play for you the next Nazam.
Yeah. فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ ہاشم مکی
قاری عبداللہ
قاری
عبداللہ
no not عبداللہ try another name it's close قاری. It also starts with an A, but not Abdullah.
A. Ayyub.
G.
Not Qari Ayyub.
Ayyub.
No, not Qari Ayyub, my poppy. It's Qari Ahsan Mohsen Qasimi. He also toured the country in the year 2015. Very popular in Nazam. Vojisikeliye. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So how much did she get, Norman?
MashaAllah, Zanira, you've got 3 points from Malbro. So you are in the lead. You just need to stay tuned. Maybe by the end of the program, you might be our winner. You might be finishing off with a 300 Rand voucher. So we need you to stay tuned. 300 Rand voucher, and then those, like, it's not going to be 300 Rand money, but we're going to give you a page with certain 300 Rand. You can go to Nando's, and then you can tell them, you know what, you came out first, so they'll give you food to the value of 300 Rand.
Okay.
So you mustn't eat for a whole week before that, okay?
Jazakallah.
So you just have to stay tuned. At the end of the program, we'll say if you are a winner, then we'll let you know, okay? Did you leave your details with our engineer? Did you leave your details with our engineer? Okay. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
16 minutes past the hour of 6, yes, and we have the competition rolling. I think we need to test Norman. What you say? I think before we take our next call, give him a very difficult one, Ziyad, and let us see his nasheed skills. Let's see how many nazams he knows. Okay, we're gonna give Ziyad some time to dig up one of those old ones. One of before Norman was born, even, you know, one of those ones. For now, let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Ahmed Dursun.
Ahmed?
Dursun.
Dursun.
Dursun, mashallah. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, how are you doing today, my friend?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, how's your Saturday been?
It's been very nice, alhamdulillah, watching some soccer.
You're watching soccer? Are United losing?
Gee?
Who do you support?
Arsenal.
Oh. Then okay, you're not going to be a winner today. Just joking. Are you feeling like a winner?
No.
No? Why? Inshallah, you will be a winner tonight. Do you know your nazams?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, let's give it a try. Bismillah.
Ye subah Madina, ye sham Madina, Mubarak tujhe.
Do you know who that is, Ahmed?
Ahmed, are you there?
Ahmed.
Oh,
unfortunately, he dropped the call.
He also does not know. There was Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Chunara, who also launched that CD on the Nazamawa. I can't recall the title and of the album, but just trying to think.
Was that Mere Madani Aka?
Mere Madani Aka,
I think. His first album.
No, this was from the second album. Recently, in the past 2 months also,
was
before
it
I left.
Mere Allah, I think that was the title
of the album. Okay, let's go back to our lines and take our next caller. And Ziyad says, okay, he's ready for Nu'man. Okay, alright, so please, here's the challenge to Nu'man. Nu'man, but what do you win?
Every week Hafiz Abdullah used to make me sing, you know, I used to sing only voices ke liye. So I hope he plays that for me.
Okay, let's see what Ziyad got in store for Nu'man.
Jashni Ahmad e Rasool,
Allah e Allah.
Jashni Ahmad e Rasool,
Allah e Allah.
Bibi Amina ke phool,
Allah e Allah.
Bibi Amina ke phool,
Allah e Allah.
Bibi Amina ke phool,
Allah e Allah.
Noor ki
no man is in problems.
Okay, now I'm in the house. It is Salim Sidat.
No, it's not Salim Sidat, but I'm sure Qari Salim Sidat did sing it also somewhere along.
Some close. No,
but also, I don't know who's that.
Okay, no, wait. Is it Shaheed something? Khurshid Ahmad. Okay, you see, at least I said Shaheed. I knew it was some.
Khurshid Ahmad. Okay, I'll admit, I also didn't know that one. I didn't know that. I know the Nizam, very popular Nizam.
Okay, let's make Brother Ziyad test you at least once also.
I think I should test him. Okay, before we go for an ad break, okay, let's see what Ziyad has in store for me. It's 20 minutes past the hour of 6. Yes, we are running a competition tonight on the Nizam Hour. Yes, we have prizes to give away courtesy of Nando's Fordsburg. 3 prizes, 300 rand voucher for the first prize in the competition, 200 rand for the second prize, and 100 rand for the third prize. This is the last week for this competition, and all you have to do is call in on 011-854-1548, and we will play for you a track and then request you to give us an answer on who is the artist of that particular track within 15 seconds. And if you get it correct, you will then proceed to the next track and the next track, and at the end of the show, inshallah, we will see who has the most correct answers, and in that procedure, inshallah, we will see who came out first, who second, and who took third place. But for now, Brother Ziyad wants to test me, and he wants to see if I know a very, very, very difficult track. So let's see what he has in store for me.
Dile mazmoom ko masroor kar de, dile be noor ko pur noor kar de.
Okay, now I don't know if you all thought it was Zafika, but is this more Zulfikar?
That's unfair. I think you shazamed it.
Okay, so anyways, I thought he had me in the pocket, but unfortunately, that is the notorious and very famous and well-known pious scholar and pious sheikh and a leader for many out there in the world, Maulana Zulfiqar Damal Barakatuhu Madda Dhilluhul Ali. Sorry, Norman, sorry.
Okay, I have to get away. Like, you know, normally we have interactions on WhatsApp, and so someone's direct messaging on Instagram to say, Assalamu alaikum, listening to the Nizam Hour, please do sing again if you can.
You take Norman to
so
sing.
So you.
So Norman, they want you to sing. They want you to sing.
How is this for if you sing today? Because, you know, you came back after such a long break also. So I think your voice is all beefed up and everything nicely. At least it has one track, then I'll sing also. I think our listeners want us to also sing.
Okay, it is the month of Rabiul Awal, and we will sing something in the praise of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while we're waiting for calls. Inshallah, if there's a call coming in between, I will stop as soon as that call comes. 011-854-1548. حبيبي يا رسول الله حبيبي يا رسول الله حبيبي يا رسول الله حبيبي يا رسول الله میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا محمد الرسول اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا محمد الرسول اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ جہاں میں ان سے چہرہ ہے نہیں خندہ جبھی کوئی ابھی تک جن سکینہ اولتے انسا حسی کو ہی نہیں رکھی ہے قدرت نے میرے آقا کمی تجھ میں نہیں رکھی ہے قدرت نے میرے آقا کمی تجھ میں جو چاہا آپ نے مولا وہ رکھ ہے سمی تجھ میں جو چاہا آپ نے مولا وہ رکھا ہے سمی تجھ میں میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا محمد الرسول اللہ 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 میرے آقا میرے مولا میرے آقا میرے مولا محمد الرسول اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ حافظ یوسف راوت you've uplifted our spirit. Let's ask Hafiz, our engineer brother Ziyad, do you know who that artist was of that album?
I think we have a call on the line, and Brother Ziyad is just taking down the details. Well, he's taking out the details. I think you can sing fast now, man.
Every week you were singing what you said. I think I want to hear it again this weekend, right? Because you said it's a month of Rabiul Awal. So we'll see. I think the listeners want to listen to that. And then I think Radio Islam is planning a tour for me as well. So to all the listeners, this is my first album that I'm launching live on Radio Islam. How many of them will take me serious? But let's start.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہے فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہے فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ ہاشم مکی مدنی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی ہے میرے ساتھ میرا نبی
ماشاءاللہ نعمان I think they don't have to bring Qari Ahsan Mohsin Qasimi anymore to South Africa. We have our very own here on the Nizam Hour.
I mean, Ravad, you made it sound like this was like a whole crowd, so we don't.
Jad, what is your comment on Nizam? He says, 15 out of 10.
Is this to the point?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. 28 minutes past the hour of 6. There's some light moments here and after on the Nizam hour. But now we're going back to our callers and let's see who we have on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Call your live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Mahdiya Mayat.
Mahdiya Mayat, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
And how? Alhamdulillah, I am fantastic. And how is your Saturday been?
It's been mashallah.
Mashallah, what have you done?
I went to McDonald's and I played.
And you played, so now you're going to just wait to win the vouchers to go to Nando's?
Yeah.
Mashallah. And how do you know your Nizams? How well
I
do you
know? No, fine.
Fine. Who's your favorite artist?
Waleed Bhatta.
Waleed Bhatta. Okay, and who else do you like?
I don't know.
Say Noman Panchbaya.
Do you know Noman Panchbaya?
No.
He knows
he's a very infamous Nasheed artist. Okay, let us see what Ziyad has in store for you.
Khuda ki bandagi ka lutraf hargiz pa nahi sakte Rasool Allah ki sunnat ko jo apna nahi sakte Hazaron gulahab aaye Hazaron bujhal
aaye
No, it's not Junaid Jamshed. Try again, not Junaid Jamshed, who else?
Sorry, Asif Rashidi.
No, who's more popular?
MC Asira.
No, Abi.
I think
she's Abu Bakr.
Okay, you came very close, mashallah. So she does know the names. Okay, let's give her another chance and let us see if she gets another one correct.
So are we going to take this one as a point?
No.
Okay, so...
Hi.
Okay, we try. We give you another chance, inshallah. And let us see if you know this one.
Okay.
Adam was the first prophet made from clay. Allah gave him knowledge and showed him the way. Allah breathed his ruh into him, and Adam had sneezed into me. Alhamdulillah were the first words he said, and all praises for
Samiha Issa.
MashaAllah, Mahdiya Maya, that is the correct answer. Okay, so we'll give you 1 point. Are you ready for the next Nazam?
Sure.
Okay, inshallah. Our engineer will play for you then, Nazam.
Mera dil ka har darshan tera naam hai ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. In my every heartbeat lies your name.
Do you know who that is?
Hi, I saw again.
No. Few more seconds.
Yes, I don't know. Malinga.
No.
That's Faiza not Malinga. That was Aziza Kanchi. But Mahdiya, mashallah, you got 1 point. You just need to stay tuned. Maybe you might be coming on with Fatima Zahra Essa too in a sudden death. We don't have any more callers for the competition, okay?
Cousin also wants to enter the competition.
He also wants to enter the competition.
Bismillah, call him along.
Oh.
Okay, no problem. We can call her along.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And how are you keeping today?
I'm okay.
MashaAllah. What's your name?
Hafiza Karolia.
Hafiza Karolia.
Si.
MashaAllah. And are you ready for the competition?
Si.
Okay, Bismillah.
Nabi Dusre Peshwa
Abu Bakr?
No.
Imtiaz Sidat?
Ji, mashallah. That is Maulana Imtiaz Sidat. Okay, let's give you the second track. Bismillah.
Oh Allah, send your prayers and peace forever on the one you have left, Rasulullah. Let me tell you about the story of the scar. Let me tell you where the story had begun. He became paralyzed or given up on him. He sat and wrote praises for Rasulullah.
Muhammad Yasin Muhammad.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, yes, that is Muhammad Yasin Muhammad. MashaAllah, you're doing well. Hafiza Karolia calling us from?
Lens.
You're from Lens, MashaAllah. Okay, here is track number 3. No.
Abu Bakar?
No. No, he's not.
Kari Asif. Okay,
no, he's not Kari Asif Rashidi. That was Hafiz Abdul Qadir. Hafiz Abdul
Qadir.
But mashallah, you have got 2 correct, mashallah. And if you are a winner, we will be announcing, inshallah. So stay tuned. Jazakallah so much for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
25 minutes to the termination of this program, and we have a lot of callers online, so we are going to try and be quick so we can entertain and take each one of them, inshallah. Who is next on the line, Brother Ziyad? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to? This voice sounds very familiar.
Muhammad.
Muhammad who?
Akalwaya.
Muhammad Akalwaya. Are you from Akalwaya's Fish and Chips?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me one free chapra. How are you, Muhammad? You alright?
Ji.
Are you ready for the competition?
Ji.
Okay, bismillah.
Ya khi, idnu minni la tada'ni ya khi. Ya shaqiq ar-ruhi minni ya khi. يا ضياء قلبي ودربي يا أخي يا أخي يا أخي يا أخي يا أخي ادنو مني لا تدعني يا
أحمد بفاتر.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Yes, that is the correct answer. One in the bank. Let's see. Track number 2.
Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Dushman ko paigham
Hafiz Abu Bakar.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, yes, that is Hafiz Abu Bakar. 2 in the bank for Muhammad Akalwaya. Calling us from?
Nigel.
From Nigel, MashaAllah. Let us see what Brother Ziyad has for you for track 3.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril qalqi kun.
No, this is a local youngster singing the same nizam. Very popular.
Yeah.
Nope. Young boy.
Muhammad Yasin.
Muhammad Yasin Chunara. So how are we going to give it to him, Norman? The time was up, but what do you think?
Okay, inshallah, we can give it to him because
okay.
He did play.
MashaAllah. So Brother Norman is feeling generous today. That was Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Chunara. I'm going to encourage, especially Muhammad who's on air now, many of the listeners, some nizams are recited by the various in by different nasheed artists, the same nizam recited by a group of nasheed artists. So listen very carefully to the voice and who is the voice singing that particular nizam. Some nizams are single out in a particular for a specific nasheed artist, but common nizams like the Qasida Burda is sung by many different nasheed artists. So I want you to pay very close attention to who is the nasheed artist and try and figure out by the voice. So let us see what does Ziyad have for you in track 4. Junaid Jamshed, is that the correct answer? Not man punch paya.
Gee, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So that is one more point to our participant, Muhammad Ekawaya, who has 4 points already.
And now
mashallah.
That takes him into the lead. Let's see what a big lead he can create for those that are coming after him. Okay, let's see what Ziyad has next.
Looking deep into his eyes. Brought a feeling not heard inside. Going through this crazy life, so engrossed in little trials, not thinking what's
up. Wali Bata.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is Walid Bata. Oh, MashaAllah, Muhammad, you are doing very well. Tell me, how come you know all your nizam so well? Do you listen to the Nizam Hour?
I listen to Lot Nazams.
Lot Nazams. So which other nasheed artists do you know?
Muhammad Al-Muqit.
Oh, you know Muhammad Muqit, mashallah. I'm also a fan of his nazams. Okay, perhaps Ziyad can test you with the Arabic nazam. Now let's see who he has in store for you. No, that is a Nazam song by Mary Zane, but this is a local artist singing it. No. I can tell you he's my friend. Okay, your time is up. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. There was Qari Salahuddin Dupri. There was Qari Salahuddin Dupri. Did you hear him sing before?
What?
Muhammad?
Me?
Are you listening to me? Have you ever heard Qari Salahuddin Dupri sing?
No.
Okay, mashallah. That was him. He sings very, very beautiful. An Ashid. Okay, but mashallah, you have done very well. That's 5, Brother Norman.
Gee, mashallah to Muhammad Ekwaya, who is in the lead now. He has 5 points. We do have other callers on the line. Let's see maybe why someone wants to take the lead and surpass that point of 5. But Muhammad Ekwaya, just stay tuned. You might be our winner. Okay, inshallah. Inshallah. Jazakallah for taking part in this competition. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Yes, that was Muhammad Ekawaya with 5 points. And Hafiz Yusuf Rawat, where was Muhammad Ekawaya from? Any idea?
Muhammad Ekawaya was from Nigel.
Oh, from Nigel, mashallah. Brother Ziyad, how many more callers do we have? We have quite a bit of callers. He's lost count also. Why can we take our next caller online? Assalamu alaikum, caller, you are live on air?
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Yuseira Chunara.
Yuseira or Nuseira?
Yuseira
Chunara, mashallah. Where are you calling us from?
Johannesburg.
From
Tunisia South.
Tunisia South. Oh, okay. Are you Muhammad Yassin's sister? Oh, mashallah. Okay, so we're not going to play for you, Muhammad Yassin's tracks. No, we're just joking. But how old are you, Yuseira?
I'm 7 years old.
You're 7 years old. And are you phoning to take part in a competition, or are you going to sing for something?
I'll take part and I'll sing.
Okay, you're going to do both. Okay, are you, do you know what the rules are of the competition?
No.
Okay. The our rules is that our engineer will play for you a nazm, okay, for at least about 15 seconds. And then the clock will start ticking, so you're going to have 15 seconds to answer, to tell us who the singer is of the nasheed. So if you do get it right, then you go up to the next level until you don't know who the artist is. Okay?
Okay.
So our engineer is going to play for you the first track, right?
مولا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم مولا يصل.
Do you know that? MashaAllah, you say that. Yes, that is Waleed Bata. Are you ready for the next level?
Yes.
Okay, I want
to...
MashaAllah, yes, that is Hafiz Kamaluddin. That's another point for you, Yuseira Chunara from Lanesha South. Are you ready for level 3?
Yes.
There it goes.
Suleiman the wise commander of the wind, he could talk to the birds, animals, and jinn. The rules over men was the wise command. He was a prophet with the best kingdom.
MashaAllah, yes, that is Samiha Essa. So another point for you. Level 4, brother Ziyad.
There's a fire burning, my heart is glowing, Islam is flowing in the city of peace. Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of...
Oh, mashallah, yes, that's another point for you. 4 points for you, Yuseira, and level 5.
It's an everlasting world, a day will come one day. When the trumpet will be blown and everything will go away. Every living thing will perish by its noise and sound.
Do you know who that is? A few more seconds. Okay, unfortunately, that was Humaira Firdaus. But you say, mashallah, you've got 4 points. You need to stay tuned, okay, inshallah. You might be one of our winners tonight.
Can I sing another?
You can sing for us. But please try and keep it as short as possible. We do have a few more callers and we still need to announce the winners and we need to end off, okay? Jazakallah. You can start, Bismillah.
Walking through the crowded streets of a market in Morocco, sitting on a smiling camel in the deserts of Arabia, chasing round the bamboo trees of Bandung, Indonesia, gathering brightly colored leaves in a forest of Canada. Oh, sing, children of Allah, come together and hear the call. Sing, children of the world, Islam will unite us all. Sing, children of the world, come together and hear the call. Sing, children of the world, Islam will unite us all. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, yes, you say it, singing quite a beautiful nasheed. And ending off with...
Following the footsteps of her brother, we see, MashaAllah. Give your brother our salam and tell him we are waiting for him here in the Nizam Hour.
Wa alaikum salam.
And give your father our salams as well.
Wa alaikum
salam. JazakAllah, you say it after taking part. Just stay tuned, you might be also one of our winners, okay?
Barakallah.
Right, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Aish, no man, 12 minutes to go. We've got four callers. Inshallah, let's try and give them all a chance, inshallah. Caller number one, assalamu alaikum. Caller 11, assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Hanzala.
Hanzala, mashallah, where are you calling us from?
Nanasia.
Nanasia, how are you? Are you ready?
Yes.
Can we begin?
Can I read a small portion of the Quran?
Are you taking part in a competition or you phoning to read?
To read.
If only to read, okay, bismillah, you may begin. But keep it short, please, because we have a lot of...
Mulana?
Ji?
Can I read a small portion of the Quran?
Ji, you can, inshallah. Bismillah, you may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانك هو الأبتر
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts you for the khidmat of Quran, mm-hmm. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength, using you as a means of hidayah with the Quran and Majid, inshaAllah.
Ameen.
JazakAllah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Taking our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. This is the ghost caller. We get them now and then. Oh, man. Okay, let's go to our second last caller.
Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Husna.
Husna, mashallah. Husna, is her name?
Sheikh.
Husna Sheikh, mashallah. And where are you calling us from?
Escort.
From Escort. How old are you?
13.
And are you calling for the competition or to sing for something?
For the competition.
For the competition. Do you know the rules of the competition and how it works?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. So we will tell our engineer brother Ziad to play for you the first track.
Who would have ever thought we would lay you down for the last time? I miss you.
MashaAllah, that's easy. Husna Sheikh, that is 1 point for you. Level two.
Rasulallah, 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 Habiballah, Rasulallah, 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 Rasulallah.
Nope. Local. Nope. Oh, very close. It is Muhammad Yasin Muhammad. Not Muhammad Yasin Jinnara. Okay, but mashallah, JazakAllah for trying. Assalamu alaikum.
Our final caller for today, Brother Ziad, can we get them on board? Yes. Assalamu alaikum, caller, you're live on air? Caller, assalamu alaikum. Caller, assalamu alaikum. Our final caller for today.
From this side. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. No. That was the final caller. Okay, 8 minutes to go, mashallah. Fantastic response out there from the listeners of Radio Islam International for the Nizam Hour this evening. Yes, we had been hosting a competition for all our listeners out there, courtesy of Nando's Sportsburg, and they are giving away prizes on the Nizam Hour tonight, and those prizes are, for first place, a 300 meal voucher, second place, a 200 meal voucher, and a third place, 100 meal voucher. And alhamdulillah, we have had many, many participants this evening. And whilst I give my co-host, Brother Nu'man, some time to tell you up and to tell us who has taken the respective positions, we're going to ask Brother Ziyad to play for us a heart-rendering nizam. And when we return, we will have for you the results on 011 on Radio Islam International. Stay tuned.
قدم ہے بلال آج چلنے سے آری قدم ہے بلال آج چلنے سے آری لو اب الوداع وداع ہے ہماری لو اب الوداع قدم ہے بلال آج چلنے سے آری قدم ہے بلال آج چلنے سے آری لو اب الوداع وداع ہے ہماری لو اب الوداع دکھلائے گی تم کو اب راہ جنت یہ دکھلائے گی تم کو اب راہ جنت پڑے جو مصیبت صبر تم اٹھانا مگر دل کسی کا دکھانا یہی یاد رکھنا نصیحت ہماری لو اب الوداع وداع ہے ہماری لو اب الوداع وداع ہے ہماری اگر وہاں نہ ہوں تو پیاسی جانے
5 minutes to the hour of 7, and yes, what a beautiful nazam. But brother Ziyad, I'm coming back. I'm not going. Now you're playing me with our nazams. I'm supposed to play in November when I left. Nevertheless, what a beautiful nazam, yes, and farewell advices that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shared with Bilal radiallahu anhu wa arda. Yes, the end of the competition has arrived, and it is time to announce the winners of today's competition. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, until now we have been announcing that there will be 3 winners, but today we have decided to be a little more generous, and we have included a 4th place. So the first place will receive a 300 voucher, a second place a 200 voucher, a third and fourth place will receive a 100 voucher. So in fourth place tonight on the Nizam Hour, who is it, Norman?
Okay, so in fourth place, mashallah, from Johannesburg, Hafiza Karoli, I hope you are listening. You've won the 100 voucher. You have come out fourth. So, mashallah to you. Hafiz Yusuf Ravak, third place?
Third place was Zinira Chopdad for Marlboro, I think, and she had got 3 correct. Mashallah to you.
So she's got the 100 voucher as well. And in second place, we have from Lanesha South, Yusaira Chunara, mashallah, you've won yourself a 200 voucher. And in first place?
First place, tonight you win a 300 voucher. courtesy of Nando's Fordsburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. And that goes to Muhammad Akawaya from Niger. We have got 5 correct answers. MashaAllah, MashaAllah to one and all. And for all those who have participated and have taken up the courage to come on air, many of those had just phoned in to say that we want to sing, but okay, never mind, because you are asking us, we will give it a go and we will give it a try. But mashallah to one and all, everybody is a winner, but unfortunately only 4 people walk away today with prizes. Norman, where's my prize?
I think since the start of this competition, myself and Hafiz Abdullah were saying, you know what, all the winners, we're asking the winners to please invite us, you know. And we asked Ed Fayaz, the manager of Nando's. He said that most of the participants or the winners have already collected their prizes, but no one has called us, he says.
Okay. No one has called Norman yet. Let's see if anyone will call me. Let's see.
No, it is both of us.
Okay, Norman, if they call me, I'll remind you, inshallah. 2 minutes left to the Nizam Hour. It's been a splendid and a fantastic evening. My first return to the Nizam Hour in the year 2016. And we hope, inshallah, this year will be very fruitful for us, for the radio station, and for the Nizam Hour itself. Inshallah, throughout the year, the first project we will be working on as the Nizam Hour team, we are going to try and produce our very own Nizam Hour CD, focusing and targeting all the young talent in South Africa. So we will be having, inshallah, we will try and be getting, try and get various local artists on the Nizam Hour, and from their collection of anashid, perhaps if they got 2-3 albums, we will be maybe selecting one track and putting it in on the Nizam Hour CD. So that will be the first option. Or if the artist himself wishes to sing a brand new track for the Nizam Hour CD, we will be requesting him to record it for us or at the Radio Islam Studios, and inshallah it will feature on the Nizam Hour CD. So we are looking at the names of Qadi Ziyad Patel and Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Chunala, Hafiz Walid Bata, and many, many other local artists out there, inshallah. We would like your input. What do you think about the idea? And inshallah, every week we will be playing their tracks, targeting and taking one artist per week. And we will be requesting our listeners to voice their opinion and share with us what is their favorite track of that particular artist. And we will be putting it on the Nizam Hour CD. And inshallah, as soon as it is completed, it will be available at the Radio Islam station.
Inshallah, yes.
And perhaps we can have Norman Panchbaya with his track there.
My album.
From his album. Okay, perhaps by then his album will be done also. And with that, continuing with our Rihla focus from the previous year, the Nizam Hour team will be visiting the local towns per request, inshallah. So if you want us to come to your town and host a live broadcast of the Nizam Hour in your particular town, then you can contact us at the radio station on 011-854-7022. That is the number you can call, and they can put you in contact with me, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, inshallah. And then we will try and arrange for the Nizam Hour team to come to your local masjid, school, or particular place of event, inshallah.
Shalakalaf is useful for joining me. You know, I would have been alone tonight because Hafiz Abdullah had to go for an emergency. But Shalakalaf, and it was a good comeback. You know what? You kept me company and you done most of the show. So that was a good thing, because before, like, you know, I had to do everything and Hafiz Abdullah used to split it up. But alhamdulillah, you put up a good show for us, mashallah. And that's why you see so much callers. You know, last week we only had 2 callers. But Chalakala for co-hosting with us. Hafiz Yusuf, Chalakala to Brother Ziyad for engineering. And Uncle Mohsin downstairs, as well as Uncle AK, who is with us at the station.
Jazakallah to everyone, especially all our listeners out there who have given us a fantastic program this evening. From Norman Panchbaya, our engineer tonight, Ziyad, and myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. Until next week, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.